Until you're famous, until you have a following, all we are is like baby birds. You know, just chit, 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 chit. Like, who wants Paducah, Kentucky on a Tuesday? Chit, chit, there you go, you fuck. Like, chit, chit, hotel? Like, nope, make your own arrangements, you piece of shit.
That was a very good bird impression. Never seen
Yes.
one. I'm working on an anteater, a llama. You know,
an anteater.
Now, broadcasting live from the Podcast Palace on Park Street in beautiful and dangerous Clearwater, Florida, it's the Comedians on Cork podcast. And now, here are your hosts, Tony God and Pat Largo.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode here of Season 2 of the Comedians on Cork podcast. We have Tony God with us, our co-host. My name is Pat Largo. I want to thank you guys for being along here on this Zoom interview this week. Great guest, Patrick Garrity, this week. Well, yeah, a couple of things I want to mention ahead of time is, first off, everyone on Spotify, something new. Tony God gave me good news last week. It's now not just audio on Spotify. If you want to look at us and check out the video and see who we're interviewing, we now have a video capability also for our podcasts on Spotify. And of course, on our YouTube channel, Comedians Uncorked, and the website, comediansuncorked.com. So thank you guys for being a part of this and supporting Comedians Uncorked podcast. And a huge thank you to our in-studio sponsor, Julie Drolshagen, the one and only, man, Century 21, right here in beautiful Clearwater, Florida. And she's amazing. If you want any kind of real estate help, buying, selling, anything in between, just give her a buzz at 727-902-9233, floridabeachbusiness.com.
Where? floridabeachbusiness.com?
It's Julie Drolshagen, sponsored by Century 21. So thank you so much. And now, a man I haven't spoken with since 2020, since the start of all the stuff that went down around the world. He's currently in Las Vegas, going to be performing at the LA Comedy Club at the Strat, Mr. Patrick Garrity. How are you, man? And welcome.
I'm good, man. I'm working this year, so that's good. Like, work's picking up, so it's much better. I always tell people it's like the past 2 years, it's been feeling like I've been trying to fly a fucking Wright Brothers plane, so it's been a lot better.
I know, because if people don't know, Patrick Garrity does the never-ending tour, and he doesn't mean it facetiously. It never ends. So you're one of the first people I thought of a couple of years ago when everything shut down. So it's great to hear. I mean, are you back kind of like where you were, like on a good roll every week?
Getting there. No, it's not every week yet, but I mean, it's definitely a lot better than it's been the past 2 years. It's way more consistent. I mean, I think even this past December, that was like the first time I had 3 weeks in a row of work since since the start of everything, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, your whole thing is, I mean, you're on the road constantly.
Yeah.
Most comics, they go on the road. Like, you know, even when I was heavy on the road, it wasn't heavy compared to what you're doing, because I'd go off like 3 weeks, come back.
Right.
You know, 2-3 weeks, come back. You're like, fuck the off week.
Yeah. I was like, my thing is like, most comics work the road. Like, I live on it, you know?
Yeah.
My rent just went up to $4.49 a gallon, you know?
That's right. And walk people through that. You basically, that is, your vehicle is your home, but you just had some recently, like you said, a couple of good dick kicks this year. The 2022 kicked off.
So the start out, yeah.
Yeah, what happened there with the vehicle?
So January started off, it was like 600 I had to put into it to fix it from overheating with the fans. And then February, the entire control arm came off the wheel. So that was 1200. Jeez. And then the starter went out the week after that. So that was another 300. And then I was driving with my buddy. We were on our way from Tampa to Greenville, South Carolina. And then I picked him up from the airport. Then at 2 a.m., like right outside of Jacksonville, the car broke down again, and I thought it might be something with the control arm, but there was a whole new slew of problems. They don't even make the part that it needed to fix it. So yeah. I was paying $100 a day for rental, and then a buddy of mine just gave me a car that was sitting in his driveway for the past year. So I ended up using it. Now I'm driving. I got rid of that car, so now I'm driving this my buddy's car, this Nissan Maxima. So that's it. It's just like, just trying to find something that works.
Yeah, I blame most of that on Jacksonville. I mean, that's an evil town. A lot of shit happens in Jacksonville. Have you seen the Jaguars? Horrible.
I mean, you know, that's whoop.
Oh God, Patrick. Oh,
sorry about that.
Jesus God, I thought he was gonna end it right there.
Yeah, I just jumped out a window.
So I think like it sounds like Patrick, like you're the only person that drives burner cars. You know, people have burner phones to just get rid of.
I mean, I'd rather not. Like, I'd rather get something, but it's just like I can't. It's like every car I get knows I'm trying to get rid of it. So it's like anytime I get money saved, it's like, oh, sorry, look at that Hyundai. Just give me a cap.
You need a 3D printer, man. You need one of those 3D printers that can print a car.
Yeah, I'm looking into getting a fucking horse at this point.
Well, just speaking of all the money, like you said, you just threw down the toilet right there. I know you need cars and you're driving another one now, but do you have any GoFundMe? I mean, we'll put it on the podcast and pump it also at the end of the podcast. But
I got a better than a GoFundMe. I got a Patreon that I'm trying to build up. So yeah, I'd rather people, if they're gonna subscribe, do a dollar to the Patreon.
Okay.
Well, that's a good question. I mean, because you're, like you said, you're constantly on the road. So your expenses are very different than what most typical comics would experience because they're on and off the road. Mm-hmm. Now, how are you able, or how do you budget for those expenses? You know, there's so much of it goes into the vehicles itself and the fuel.
Right. I mean, yeah, it's hard to budget for anything because it's always a surprise when it comes up. You know, it's just like I'm not budgeting for like a $1,200 repair when it comes up. I'm just like, oh, okay, well, this is it.
And then, yeah, exactly.
You know, So
you were talking about the Patreon. Now, is that helping right now with some of the funding with what
you're doing? A little bit. You know, like it was doing really well before the pandemic. And then it was just like, cause I was touring, and then, you know, it's cause of, like, my podcast and my page is all about the Never Ending Tour. Then the tour, like there's nothing to fucking talk about. It's just like, I was like, fucking, there's no tour. It's just like, basically now my podcast just becomes the Masturbation Chronicles. It's just like, hey guys, thinking more about killing myself. He's like, oh, this is getting redundant. Last week I was like, oh, what if I just take some pills? This week is like, I'll just jump off a bridge. Next week I'll just fucking open a vein. You know, it's just like, oh, like this is a, you know, people, you know, I want to. But it'd be like fun and interesting, you know.
If it's good enough for my car, it's good enough for me.
Right. You know, it's just like, dude. So yeah, it's just the constant fucking merry-go-round of shit.
But truthfully, would you have, besides the car problems and shit like that, though, would you, when your life right now, would you rather have it any other way?
No, I mean, like I always say, like no matter how hard comedy gets, every day without a name tag is a victory. You know what I'm saying? Like every fucking... Every job I had before comedy was something with a name tag, and I fucking hated it, you know. And this is like, at least it's like, comedy, as worse as it gets, it's still fulfilling, you know. It's just the business part that I hate. It's just the industry that I hate. But the comedy itself, I love. I'll never not love it, you know.
True. And real quick, if I'm not mistaken, when I saw you at Snappers here a few years back, you were also, was it U.S. Army?
No, I was in the reserves.
I'm sorry, like, reserves.
Yeah. I mean, okay. I mean,
well, thank you for your service anyway.
I didn't do anything. I didn't fucking do anything.
we know you didn't work as a mechanic.
No. Nothing useful. I just tell people if they're gonna thank anybody, you thank for somebody that went overseas or something. Like I just, yeah. But I appreciate it though. Thanks, man.
Of course, man. That's awesome, man.
Well, now I had a question. You were talking about, you know, the industry itself. That's a pain in the ass to deal with because a lot of it's self-serving. But to that end, I mean, are you trying to create some content like a special or something?
So
fans.
So what I what I want to do, this is like my main goal. This is basically what my Patreon is for. Like what I want to do on my Patreon is like, I want to get 100,000 subscribers, everybody subscribing for just $1. And then I do my never ending tour around the country like I've been doing. But the kicker is then I'll bring three different comedians with me on the road for that month. And I'll pay each comic 25 grand. And then the following month will be three new comics. A month after that will be three different comics. And a month after that will be, so it'll be like three different comics each month. And I'll fucking help them make their nut for that month. So it's just like, especially comics with families and stuff, you know, right. Like I don't have any kids or a wife or anything. And I'm still drowning. This is really difficult. But like, but I think like with that is just like, we're all killing ourselves trying to get like a piece of the pie. Like, oh, let me get a Tonight yeah. Show spot. Which was a great credit back in 1987 when there were six channels and wanted to actually do something for your career. Now it's like nobody even remembers your name, and it might as well be a grain of sand on a beach. Nobody like it does nothing like
it's all, not recognizable anymore. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Let me do 5 minutes of watered down material, and nobody will even like remember shit. With my thing, it's just like at least I can build a following, and then like you'll have actual subscribers. We'll be like getting to actually know these comics for the entire month. It won't be just a blip, like oh, I interviewed this. Like they'll follow them the entire month, and then I'll be able to give them a nice chunk of change. And then the following month will be like a whole new three comics, and there's no headliner. Like we all split the time, and we like one show I'll host, and the rotate. Other three comics will fight and rotate. Yeah, so that's like so throughout like that, the month, man. Right? You know, that's, it's just
that's
like
a
it's
real, that's a really good that's a really good idea, man. That's a really good system,
right.
For,
you know,
instead of is,
right, yeah, instead of and it's, yeah, instead of trying to get a piece of the pie, I want to create a pie, give everybody a slice. There's no more last comic standing. And I'm in fuck last comic standing anyway because I'm so sick of shows that are competitions. My idea is a collaboration. We're all working together. And it's like, so like I have three different comics. So comic A, B, and C's fans will all hear about each other. My fans will hear about them. Their fans will hear about me. And then we all, it's like a melting pot. And then it's like, and then, you know, in the following year, I'll have a few guys or, you know, a few comics that I'll have like maybe yearly, but everybody else will be switched out, you know, at least. That's, you know, 2025. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want it to be rotating.
The people that have the inside scoop that get the previews are the people that are joining the Patreon.
Like the tour itself, it's like it doesn't mean like I'm an unknown comic, but fucking good. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of unknown masters out there that you never heard of that are straight killers. Yeah. It's a pretty easy equation. It's like, how do you put together a killer show? Easy. Put all killers on the show. And after 20 years in this business, like I know who the killers are. You know what I'm saying? It's not that hard to like put this together. And it's just like, and then each month we're like in a different region of the country. You know, we're doing different clubs. Well, still sell tickets, but it'll be reasonably priced tickets. Not going to hurt anybody's pocket to come see it live. You know, you're paying like over $100 to see Kevin Hart or Chris Rock. My show, you want to be paying like, you know, maybe $40 at most, you know, $10 per
still comic. Still got merch.
So my merch and all that great shit. Yeah, man. That's a good idea, man. That's what I want to do. Man. That's the idea.
That's coming out with some shit, everybody.
Man. That's what I want, man. I've been doing this a long time, and I'm just like, that's what I say. I don't have an agent or a manager or anything. I don't need one. I want to do my own shit. I want to like create my own thing, and I want to help other comics. I want to, because I know how brutal this business is, and I know how unforgiving it can be. And that's what I want. That's what I want to do. I want to be like, hey, let's just come with me. Everybody's like talking about getting on TV. I'm like, well, what if you could tour like Chris Rock for at least a month, where you have a tour bus and we're working together, and like you don't have to worry about gas, you don't even have to worry about social media, because I'll have a producer on there filming everything and putting all the content out there. You can just like just be on the tour and be funny for a whole month, and that's it. You don't have to worry about driving, you don't have to worry about gas, you don't have to worry about accommodations, all taken care of.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah,
yeah, that's how they do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So I'd be, you know,
we're gonna push this as much as we can. You mentioned this when I saw you a while ago, and you said you had that idea, and I was like, that's a fantastic idea. And we're gonna push this Patreon, and hopefully, like you said, 100,000 people, $1 a piece. That's it.
Yeah, and 100,000 people. That's a drop in the bucket. Actually, it's really not that much. It's pretty easy.
$12 a year.
And here's another kicker that I had an idea for. You ever heard of the Fen Treasure?
The
what is it?
The Fen Treasure.
The Fen, no.
Okay, so back in the 80s, there was this art dealer named Forrest Fenn who got diagnosed with terminal cancer. And he was an art dealer, so he had an idea. He was like, all right, I'm going to go out, but before I go, I'm going to put a treasure somewhere out there for somebody to find. And he wrote a poem with 9 clues showing where you could find this treasure. He ended up beating the cancer, but he left the treasure out there for people to find. And people died trying to find this thing. They were like, oh, I'm for it. Like that, it was worth over like $2.5 million or something. The chest alone that it came in was worth like over 150 grand. And then somebody finally found it, like over maybe like a year and a half ago, somebody finally found this thing. So my idea is like, my logo was kind of like a pirate type symbol. So pirates leave treasure. So I'll leave like buried treasure all along the United States, like as I'm traveling on my never ending tour. And to get the clues, you got to sign up to the Patreon. But I'll, you know, if I'm making like a ridiculous amount of money, I'll be burying like 50 grand out there in the middle of nowhere and you got to go find it. Wow. Fun way to interact with fans, you know? It's like a little pirate, you know, pirate theme thing.
You're not playing around. Like,
it might also be the scene of the crime.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
People kill each other to go get stuff.
The cops are trying to get the information. Well, you got to join Patreon, man. I have the coordinates. Right there.
Just give me a dollar.
It's a simple thing. We're going to get people to do this, man. I like it.
I think that's part of the reason why it's such a good idea is because it's so simple, you know, and it's just like, and people love discovering, you know, especially artists that they've never heard of before. And comedy is just so full of them, you know, like I always make it a point in my show when people come out, I go, I get it. I was like, I know you came out tonight. You're like, hey, there's a comedy show. You want to go check it out? Sure. Who's going to be there? Like, fuck, I don't know. And then people always like, yeah. They just came to a show like comics like me or, you know, and Tony and stuff. They're like the bread and butter of the industry is because we're so cheap to work. Like we're like an ad, like, you know, we'll do a show a weekend for $600. And then, you know, the booker or owner of the club will make that in one show. And then the rest is all profit for them, you know? Sure.
Yeah, we're just trying to work.
Yeah, no, we're just trying not to work a regular job.
trying not to clock in. That's all I'm trying to do.
Every day, that's the first thing. When my feet hit the floor, guy, I swear to God, I go, I'm not going back to a hotel or a supermarket gig. I'm not going back. I'm not doing it. I lose my house.
Even if I wanted to, I tell people I can't do it now because I've been doing comedy for 20 years. I was like, what the fuck does that look like on an application? You know, I was like, what have you been doing? What's your job history look like? I'm like, not good.
That's one of the things I say on mine too. It's like for the job application, they want to know reasons for leaving. I was like, I couldn't take a joke. it's been so long. It's like I get uncomfortable now, like trying to put on a tie. You know, I'm like, this is too much clothes, man. What's going on here?
It's like, you want me to shave my neck? What are we doing?
Yeah, I love that. Off the beaten pad, but we'll do the Patreon plug later, and we'll get this baby going because I love where your heart's at and your mind at, and making people happy, and I like what that whole entire idea. You mentioned about traveling different areas with these comics. Is there a certain area around the country? I know you're in Vegas partying it up now for shows, but is there a certain part of the country or a certain state that you like the best? Like, do you love going to that for shows or just in general?
I get that question a lot, man. And it's like, I honestly cannot pick a single one just because every place has its own thing, you know? And for me, it's the people. I go, like, people, where's your favorite place to go? And my response is always, any place you go is only as good as the people you know when you go there. Yeah. So meet awesome people everywhere. That way, everywhere you go is awesome. You know, and it's just like, and that's what I do. Like, I literally know, like, amazing people all around the country. I have, like, my people, like, and everywhere. It makes life easier for me. You know, I got a place to stay just about everywhere I go, which is nice. And
yeah.
So like, yeah, I mean, I can't, you know, like I said, I mean, it's not an easy life, but I also I can't complain at the same time because it's pretty great, you know, especially with like the people I know. Like sometimes I think about if I had never done comedy, like I'd just be like a Walgreens manager or some shit. Like, you know, I have a tremendous amount of friends like everywhere. They're all great. They all like add so much to my life, you know, like it's pretty awesome.
Well,
I remember one time I was hanging out with a friend of mine, and she's like, you know, she's like a mom with a couple kids. And she's like, she kind of peeked over my shoulder while I was like scrolling through my Facebook. And she goes, "Your Facebook looks way different than mine." She's like, "Yours looks way more fun and interesting." I'm like, "Yeah, I have 2,000 comedians on my Facebook page that are posting amazing shit like all the time." She's like, "Yeah, I just get like Elf on a Shelf and Starbucks pictures and moms taking pictures of their stupid kids." I'm like, "Yeah, that sucks." I was like, mine's awesome. I'm like, "Man, it's amazing." You know, like, yeah. It's like nonstop memes and funny videos and shit, dude. It's like, my Facebook and my social media stuff is awesome because of that reason, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, tell that kid to learn how to write some dick jokes and get that life more. Jesus. I was going to say, this is, and me and Tony were talking about this, and I just got to ask because I'm not going to talk about the slap heard around the world, but have you noticed since COVID or the last couple of years, anywhere you're going, any audience members or the crowd just acting up more than you ever saw before? Or have you had any one-on-ones with people lately at all?
I mean, for me, it's just always been streaky, you know, like sometimes I'll go like weeks and weeks and weeks and it's just great shows and nobody's misbehaving, and then after that it'll be like show after show after show where I'm almost to the point I'm like looking at people coming in, be like, "Which one of you assholes is it gonna be? I'm gonna have to fucking shut down," you know. And then I've been doing comedy since like I started like right before the cell phone boom, you know. Even with flip phones, you know, it wasn't as like people weren't on their phones because it was just a flip phone. But now it's like you see people on their phone much more, and it's like competing with that. I think it's just like people's attention spans or whatever. It's just like, you know, you just have to deal with it. And I think it's just like sometimes like, yeah, people just like, you know, and it's not even that they're being like rude, like saying stuff to me while I'm on stage. And the thing I hate is like when they just talk amongst themselves, like there's not even a show going on.
Yeah.
Is what pisses me off the most, when I'm just like, shut the fuck up. Like, what are you doing? You know, and then they're just oblivious. They're just like, it's not that just they're being rude. They're oblivious to how rude they're being, which drives me nuts. Where I'm just like, do you not realize where the fuck you are or how loud you're being or any of this shit? And it's just like, and then they get indignant. They're like, "Oh, like, how dare I call them out for being rude?" You know, so that pisses me off.
And
the lack of etiquette for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly.
And
yeah.
I know both of you. I know Tony and Patrick. I'm sure you know Ken Miller from Orlando.
Oh, very well. Okay, right? Yeah.
So he just posted something. I'll give you the truncated version. He did a show at another club here in Orlando that I was at in December, a great little place in the Winter Park area. Long story short, he goes, "Hey, guys, I got good news and bad news. Thanks to my opener and the feature, I dropped the mic. We had a great crowd. Man, we just killed it. Pure fire. The bad news is someone else disrespecting comedy." And he said it real quick. He said it was a guy in the front row, I guess, with a girl, his date, for the first time. And he's just talking. But like, and you know what? When you're on a mic, they start talking louder because you're already loud. And they're competing against you.
So right, Ken, right,
said,
yeah.
Ken said, "Hey, man, can you just keep it down?" He's like, "No, man." He goes, "I don't know this girl. We're on her first date. I'm just trying to get to know her." That's what this guy's response was during a show. So, my hair is already. I could just kill someone just by hearing that. My blood.
Yeah, no, I'm already like subtle rage, like building inside. Right?
I feel it. So Ken goes, "Hey, man, can you just you know take it to the back?" And he goes,
"The guy." She doesn't need to get to know you. You're a prick.
Yeah, right.
You're a fucking real prick. And so that's all she needs to know about you. You fuck.
So he escalates it. The guy says to Ken, "No, man, just do your thing. I you know, like, leave me alone." And so finally, he got security and they got him out of there. I mean, but like you said, just the gall of people to have this conversation.
Yeah, the audacity, where the temerity of it, where you're just like, it's what crazy. The fuck? Yeah.
You know, so I mean, but no, man, I just see like it's happened to me a few times over the last few couple of months in places I've never had problems with before. But I was just curious to see how you pretty much like you just shut them down verbally, like you never had any need to call security or none of that stuff, right?
Oh, I mean, yeah, similar thing. Like I had a guy, almost the exact same fucking scenario in Grand Rapids at this place called Dr. Grin's. Yeah. And took me five years to finally get a date there, like of knocking on the door. That's what people don't, that's another thing that people don't understand is that it's not like, you know, oh, I just called the place up. It was like, hey, I'm coming through. I want to do a show here, blah, blah. That's 5 years of persistence of like, hey, I want to get booked. And I finally get a show there. And the same thing, this guy's just talking at this table. It's him and his girlfriend and then this other chick. And so it's, you know, two girls and this guy and his girlfriend. And then finally I saw it, so I just stare over at him. And then the two girls, like, that were at the table immediately, like, shut up. And they're like, oh, and they put their hand up, like, oh, we're sorry. And then the guy just keeps talking to the girl. And then finally one of the girls taps the guy and points to me. It's like, hey, he goes, oh, just do your thing. He's like, nobody gives a shit. Just, and he, like, gives me one of these, like, it dismisses.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, you're fucking done. I was like, you're out of here. And then I had security take him out. I was like, the fuck? Like, who the fuck do you think you are? The fucking, like, tell me, like, dude, I wanted a Sparta kick him in his fucking chest. I was so angry.
I know.
Yeah. I was like, dude, I fucking spent 5 years trying to get into this fucking club. And now you're just going to mouth off to me. Like,
yeah.
It's insane. Like, I'm like, I don't know what people are thinking when they come out to a show like that. And they just think that they can fucking. I'm not background jazz music, you motherfucker. Like, I'm up here doing a thing, you know?
Yeah.
If you want that, go to a coffee shop, you piece of shit. Exactly, alive before. Like, you wouldn't be like this in a movie theater, you fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
Why did you join? There's a live performer that can interact with you and call you out and make you out to be a piece of shit.
I never hear this happen during Hamilton or Cats. I never hear anyone going, oh, I can act like that. Let me on stage. I never heard anyone doing that.
Yeah.
But for some reason, comedy, we're the runts of the litter and we get treated like that. It's just a weird thing, man. So.
Hey, buddy, listen, you're about to get no pussy ever from this girl. Want to know why? Because you're getting kicked out. Goodbye. Right. Have a good one. Fucking girls hate being kicked out of public places. That doesn't really fucking get the juices flowing, you fucking idiot.
That's right. You see, now real quick, Antonio, see, this is another reason why we do this. Patrick, isn't it great? This is free therapy. Isn't it great to get the poison out?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I can't stand it, dude. I don't understand what the fuck is wrong with people, you know?
This is good. I was going to say, what would you say to an upcoming comedian? Because you're really kind of laying it out as you're talking about how it takes sometimes so long just to get into a club in Grand Rapids, or you're on the road for 20 years, literally living out of your vehicle. Is there would you tell an up-and-coming comic, hey, man, it's either perseverance or go get a job at a grocery store? Like, what? Any advice for an up-and-coming?
Yeah, it's actually like a fucking cocktail. It's a mix between patience and persistence. Like being persistently patient. Like, right. you can't be overwhelming. You can't be like too annoying.
Right.
You know, because then bookers they just can't fucking. They don't want to stand. But you have to be on them. Like my whole thing is like, look. When I communicate with a booker, I'm like, hey, man, I'm going to annoy you, but you tell me when you want me to annoy you. And my whole thing is like, I'm booking out, like I try to book out far. I'm like, all right, man, I'm booking out for like August. Like, oh, we're not booking. Okay, when do you want me to contact you again? And then I try to give them the option. If they don't, then I'm like, hey, yeah, fucking next week or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. I try to give a space, but I try to put it on their terms. Like, all right, when do you want me to hit you back up? And then that's it. And then it's just like, but yeah, with bookers and stuff, man, because you got to understand, until you're famous, until you have a following, all we are is like baby birds. You know, it's just chit-chit-chit-chit-chit-chit. Like, who wants Paducah, Kentucky on a Tuesday? There you go, you fuck. Hotel? Like, no, make your own arrangements, you piece of shit.
Right,
so,
yeah.
Man, it's basically how it is, you know, and it's not, Like you're man. But I mean, like, as long as you're good, like they, like there is a respect that like comics like me, yeah, I'm not famous, but I will contribute to the reputation of your club, where they're like, oh, who is this? I don't know. Well, we didn't know that last guy. He was great, you know? So like, well, you know, we'll go out there and, you know, check it out. But like, you don't want to book a fucking Turd Ferguson too often, because then that hurts the club, because then they're like, oh, this isn't good, you know?
No, absolutely true. Tony, do you have anything for Patrick?
I would just like to say that that was a very good bird impression. Never seen
it. Yes.
I got to keep working on an anteater, a llama. You know,
an anteater.
Yeah. No, it always ends up looking like Renee Zellweger for some reason. People are like, Renee Zellweger? I'm like, no, anteater.
Zellweger. Oh, God. That chick. Well,
you know what?
She is, by the way, real quick, she is killing it. And the thing about Pam, I don't know if you've checked that out right now.
I saw the trailers. I can't wait to see it.
It's phenomenal. It's got like four episodes. I'm not slamming her nose. She is phenomenal, especially in that show, dude.
Good.
Like every scene she's in, I want to punch her in her head. She's that
perfect.
But she's a villain, so you're supposed to hate her, you know.
And she's like all over the place. Like, she did the Liza Minnelli story. Not Liza Minnelli. Her name? Her mother from The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know who you're talking about.
She played her. I saw that movie and that blew me away. Like, she is so amazing with what she does. It's crazy, man.
No, she's great. That show, though, is probably one of the best things on TV right now.
That's what I've heard. Like I said, I've just seen the trailers. It looks like it's incredible. And we really appreciate you hanging out with Tony and me, and and I know you got shows tonight here, and we'll get with that a little bit later, but with what you're doing and everything you're doing and driving around the country and everywhere else doing comedy, where is Patrick Garrity in 5 to 10 years down the road? What do you think?
I'm hoping in 5 to 10, like I'm closer to 5, I hope, is that like I'm going to be on the road with 3 different comedians each month, paying them each 25 grand, you know, and like helping their careers and like helping other comics that, you know, that are talented and that like, you know, that like it's weird because you have to wait for like some agent to tap you on the shoulder or some agency to help you along the career, man. Screw that. Like we live in the age of the internet. We can do stuff ourselves. Like I want to help comedians be like, hey, you're gonna be on tour an entire month. We're gonna work great clubs and have fun shows, and you're gonna work with 3 other great comics, and here's 25 grand at the end of the month, you know, to help you along your way, that you can go back if you have a wife and kids, or if you have a husband and kids, that you can be like, hey, I just got off the road. Like, you're gonna be on the road for a month anyway, you know, doing, and like if you work an entire month of work, like you're lucky to come back with maybe 2 grand if that's a good month, you know, like you did well on the road, you know. So like I want to give them their nut, you know, because it's like, that's what people don't understand, is it's like 1 month you'll work a club and you'll make $1,000. The next week you work a club, you make 600. The next week you get nothing because the booker wouldn't get back to you. The week after that, you got 2 one-nighters, you're making $200. You know, it's just like, so that's how it is. You know, it's just like so up and down, you know?
You're exactly right, man. Well, dude, I want to get with you here about where can people get a hold of you? Please mention clearly your Patreon, so how people can get onto that and then see you and then support you in this big goal that you got going on.
Patreon's easy. It's just my name. If you look up my name on Patreon, just go to Patreon, put in Patrick Garrity, G-A-R-R-I-T-Y, and it's right there. It's low enough. You can just, $1 is all you need to sign up for it. You won't even miss it. And then, you know, of course, my Facebook is my name, Patrick Garrity. And then Twitter is my initials, PG Road Dog. And then Instagram is Garrity Grams with a Z, G-R-A-M-Z, Garrity Grams.
I love it. Okay, good, man. And we'll do that. And of course, again, see, I know you just did a little Florida tour. So the next time, since we're based in Florida, next time Patrick Garrity gets anywhere in Florida, please go see him. If you ever need a room, I think I speak for Tony. We got my place or Tony. We'll get you around.
I'll sleep on your guys' couches.
I only got a big lazy dog here. He doesn't bite. So, he'll be good, man. So But we're going to wrap this baby up, man. Thank you so much for spending some time out there in Vegas. Yeah. I hope you have some great shows. Yeah.
Thanks so much for having me, man. Appreciate it, guys.
You bet. And that's Patrick Garrity right there. He's at the L.A. Comedy Club at the Strat this week here and weekend in Las Vegas. If you're in the area, go see him. Drive an hour or two. Who cares? He's a great comedian. He's got great ideas. This is what we like. We got a lot of people to thank. First off, my co-host, Tony Gaud. It's great seeing you, brother. I'm glad that the shoulder's feeling a little better.
I had to be here, man. I couldn't let my broken limb stop me.
Thank you.
It's scary, man. I haven't seen her in a bit, so.
I love it.
I appreciate it, homie.
You look great. Your beard looks fantastic. I love it.
I can't shave.
We want to thank, of course, most importantly, you guys on Spotify, all the platforms. Again, we have video of our podcast now on Spotify, our YouTube channel, comediansuncorked.com. We put on our YouTube channel, not just our podcast every week, and we'll be doing season 3 starting soon, but we do different elements where they add a question of the week, stuff like that, all on our YouTube channel. Please say hi to us, comment, click subscribe. We really appreciate that so we can have more great guests like Patrick Garrity on, and hopefully we'll have him on sometime down the road soon. Thanks again, Julie Drolshagen of Century 21, floridabeachbusiness.com, 727-902-9233. For Tony Gaud, my name is Pat Largo. Laugh, you deserve it, and you're listening to the Comedians Uncorked podcast.